सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
लॉर्ड सेज इन श्लोका नंबर 40 ऑफ चैप्टर 18 न तदस्ति पृथिव्यां वा दिवि देवेषु वा पुनः सत्वं प्रकृतिजै मुक्तं यदेभि स्यात् त्रिभुवनैः In this whole world, in this prithvi, everything is created by Trigun. In Divi, in the Swargalok also, that is also created by Trigun. And we have seen earlier that all 14 lokas, Ananta Koti Brahman, they all are created by Trigun. So nothing is free of Trigun in all 14 lokas. Nothing is free. So how can I come out of this? If everything is Trigun, everything is Trigun, how can I come out? The Lord says, yes, you can come out of it. There is one way. Through Triguna itself, you can come out. You have to classify the people. You have to classify the people and according to that, you have to do action. Why we have to classify people? Immediately question will come, why you want to classify? It is seen that even if we are given one situation in the similar circumstances, different people react different way. If I show you a red rose, a devotee will think, how can I pluck it and give it to my Lord? A businessman will think, how can I grow more roses so that I can do business? A scientist will think, how can I take out the fragrance of the rose and make some scent, take out the essence? Or if a poet sees a rose, he will start writing a poetry. All of the seeing are only red rose, but their responses are different. Why it is different? We have to know why it is different. Atman in all of us is one and same. The body of all human beings and other also made of 5 great elements. Why one person is different from another? What is the differentiating factor? It is mind and intellect. It is the subtle mind and intellect which is the differentiating factor in between person A and person B. And in mind itself, the Triguna, they reside. They are associated in the mind. It is also called the moods of mind. Moods of mind change according to Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Therefore, Lord says we have to classify people because they respond in this way. If a poet wants to develop or grow, he has to do the poetry only. That is his Swadharma. And if he comes to the Paradharma, I will also extract essence and do business or do the science research, it is Paradharma. A businessman is a vaishya. A scientist is a Brahman. He has got the sattvic qualities. That is why Lord suggests that I have to classify the people. Very good. So according to the guna, according to the sattva and the rajas and tamas, there are three guna, but the Lord has made four castes. According to the permutation combination of three, we will see that. And Lord says, if each person acts according to his guna, he will grow and reach to the reality truth. If each person acts according to his likes and dislikes, he will grow. If each person acts according to his vasana, that is his swadharma, he will grow. But if he takes others' vasana, your vasana is to become doctor and you are forced to become engineer. So what will happen in the life? You have got the existing capital of becoming a doctor, but your parents forced you to become an engineer. You became engineer. Whole life you worked as an engineer, you collected more vasanas of engineer. So the capital of doctor vasana and capital of engineer vasana, when you leave this world, you have got a huge capital of vasanas. Therefore, Lord has said, Niyatam Kuru Karma, you do your duty. What is your duty? Lord will tell us. It is dependent on your guna. Do your duty. Niyatam Kuru Karma. But many people don't want to do their kartavya karma. They don't want to do their duty. They will never grow. We have to do our duty. Then again, Lord has said, Swadharma Nidhanam Sreya Paradharma Bhayabha. If you act according to your vasana, you will grow. Act according to your guna, you will grow. But paradharma, if you take others' profession, you will not grow. Bhayava, it's a dangerous situation. Then again Lord has said, karma nevadikaraste maphalesu kadachana. You cannot stay without action even for a moment. Through action, through your kartavya karma, you have to grow. And if you do that, then definitely you will reach your destination. And those who are studying Vedanta, they know if we act according to our vasanas in a particular fashion, that fashion is given in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. We are not acting according to chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, although we are transacting, contacting with the world. Therefore, we are accumulating vasana more and more. And these vasanas are the blueprints we are giving to the Lord. And Lord will not change any blueprint. If you want a bedroom of 10 by 10, He will give you a 10 by 10 bedroom. If you want 20 by 20 bedroom, He will give you 20. According to our blueprint, He will give us the body. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Arjun, do your duty. Again and again he says, you fight. You are in the battlefield and Arjun wanted to run away from the battlefield. And Lord is again and saying, you have to fight. And he made him to fight. He told him how to fight. And ultimately in the chapter 18, in the end he will say, Nashto Mahasmriti Labdha, my delusion is over now. I have got my knowledge. Now you tell me what is to be done. I will do it. So that was the duty Lord suggested to Arjun in the battlefield because Arjun was Kshatriya. What about others? What about all these Arjuns sitting here? What about us? The Lord says, okay, I will tell you your duty also. So we classify a society in different ways, like sometimes we divide according to the income. High income group, middle income group, HIG, MIG, LIG. In India, this is group is there. Government say, this is high income group flats, this is middle income group flat, this is lower income group flat. According to your income, you can go and buy these flats. Or according to the age, we also group. Adult, senior, or junior. We have got junior chief, A new category we created now, junior chick, high grader. High graders are junior chick now. According to education, we say literate, illiterate. And there are many other ways. Or in the office also, there is officer, manager, director. Different grades are there. We are dividing. Then according to nationality, you also divide. Indian, American, this and this. According to color also we divide. White, brown, yellow. We divide people like that. The Lord says, no, I am not going to divide in that way. I am going to divide according to the gunas. According to the guna, I will divide. And I will prescribe the duties according to the varna and ashram. According to the varna and ashram. What are the ashrams? You all know, na? You don't know, na? Brahmacharya, the first 25. You see, our scripture says the human life in the Kali Yuga will be about 100 years, but the end of Kali Yuga, it is going to be 30 years. It is written in Bhagavatam. And the span of the Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. We have covered only 5,400 years approximately. So even if person lives now also it is very difficult to see a person 100 years, 90, 92, 95, 80. So first 25 years is the Brahmacharya, in which it is called the student life. In that student life we are supposed to study the scriptures also, Veda and Gita. Wo to padha nahi. According to your study of Vedas and Gita, then you act in the world in the Grihastha Ashram, which is another 25 years. From the age of 26 to 50, you are a householder. You are supposed to exhaust your vasanas in the Grihastha Ashram as per you have studied in the scripture. The scriptures guide you how to act in the world. And what will happen if I exhaust my vasanas according to the scripture? My mind becomes pure. Then that mind has to be made single-pointed in the Vanaprastha Ashram by Upasana. After the mind has become single-pointed, then in the fourth ashram you are supposed to get the Atma-Gyan, knowledge of the Self. Therefore we have got this Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sanya. There is no conflict and confusion in the ashram. But the moment the word varna comes, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, problem starts. There are a lot of confusion and conflicts in Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra. Who created it? First question. The Lord has said, Chatur Varnam Maya Srishtam. I created. Lord Krishna created Chatur Varna. So caste is good, casteism is bad. If we act according to our caste, we will progress, the society will progress. According to our guna, if we progress, each person act according to its guna, the society will definitely progress. Chaturvarna maya system guna karma vibhaksa. Lord tells also how I classified. According to the guna, I have instructed, this should be the karma. Very good. Gurudev said, these words are giving a lot of problem. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. He said, instead of calling Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, you call them thinker, then executor, then trader, worker. All four are covered. Thinker. And these four are with each one of us in the company, in the government and in the universe also. Lord also needs four types of people to run the whole world. Body also needs. So where is the Brahman in our body? So this upper part is called the head office. It is the think tank. We think here, mind is here. And whatever is thought, who is the Kshatriya? Two hands are the Kshatriya. They are the executor, administrator. Who is the vaisya? So vaisya is your stomach. It takes all the food and after that digestion it distributes to all parts of the body. All limbs are sent the requisite nutrients. And who is the sudra in our body? 2 legs. They serve the whole body. So in the body there is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. In a company there is a think tank, there is executive director, there is a finance department, and there are workers. In the government also you will find all these 4. So in the universe also Lord wanted these 4 types of people. So he classified according to the gun. So the creator is the Lord. Very good. But the absolute level, there is no guna. In the Atman, from the standpoint of Atman and Brahman, there is no guna. There is no classification because Brahman is one. He is a gunati. And if only one person is there, what will you call him? Is a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra is an Atma Vastu, this gross body, which is made of Trigun. Gross body, subtle body and the causal body, these are made of Trigun. This can be become Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, but not the Atman. From the Atman level, there is no such classification. So how to determine the caste? Next question comes. One is the by birth in the Brahman family. If a person is born in the Brahman family, know it for sure, its previous records require that he should come in the Brahman family. Guaranteed. And second, according to the guna, according to the tendency, according to the sabhava, it may so happen a person born in the Brahman family, when he grows, there are no more karma as per the Brahman. His gunas are different. He becomes maybe worker or he becomes a businessman. There is no restriction in the constitution that Brahman cannot do business. Or even if you're born in the Sudra family, can become a Brahman. So there are many such instances which I will give you later. So how to determine and change the gunas? That is the one thing we will be discussing. Parashuram was Brahman by birth. But he fought 21 times he tried to eradicate Kshatriyas. 21 times. Kshatriya ko khatam kar do. Now tell me, will you call Parashuram as a Brahman or a Kshatriya? Similarly, classification is very, very difficult. Like we all are Indians, migrated to America. Many Indians are there, they love their country. They stay there, they die there. Some come to migrate. Now we have got the Indian body but the American mind. How you are going to classify? Kahan dale? Some love country, some don't love. Some hate India also. Very, very difficult. Then according to religion also we divide Hindu, Muslim. A Hindu boy wants to marry a Muslim girl. So they will first tell Hindu boy, convert yourself from Hindu to Muslim. Then only you can get married. And they all do that. Verse number 41.
Brahmana Kshatriya Visham. Brahmana Kshatriya Visham. Shudranam Chaparantapa. Shudranam Chaparantapa. Karmani Pravibhaktani. Karmani Pravibhaktani. Swabhava Prabhavair Gunaihi. स्वभाव प्रभवैर्गुणैः ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय विशाम शूद्राणां च परन्तप कर्माणि प्रविभक्तानि स्वभाव प्रभवैर्गुणैः
कर्माणि प्रविभक्तानि प्रविभक्तानि मीन्स वेल क्लासिफाइड कर्माणि ऑल द एक्शंस आर वेल क्लासिफाइड फॉर होम ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय विषाम विषाम मीन्स वैश्य एंड शूद्र So these four qualifications which Lord has created, He is saying that I have well classified their karma, their actions. Okay, Lord, how you have done it? Sabhav prabhavai gunai, according to the sabhav. What is sabhav? Sabhav is the nature. Nature is not made in one day. Our sabhav, our tendencies, our vasanas are coming from many, many lives. And according to Sabhav, there is a predominance of one guna. According to the Sabhav, there is a predominance of one guna. That doesn't mean the other guna will not be there because the triguna are called Yoga Maya. They always remain together. But one guna will take lead. Suppose the Sattva take lead, that means Rajas and Tamas is less. If Rajas takes lead, that means Sattva and Tamas is less. If tamas takes lead, that means the sattva and rajas is less. So one guna will take a lead, and according to that guna, Lord is going to tell the karma, actions. So the sequence is sabhava, nature, which is coming from previous lives. According to the nature, there will be one predominant guna, either it can be sattva or rajas or tamas, Different permutation combinations are there. And according to the guna, karma. Svabhav, guna, karma. Svabhav, guna, karma. Bas. So Lord has given how He has classified the people. So Gurudev has written in a book that a Brahman has got 80% of sattva, rajas is 15% and 5% tamas. These are all approximation. There is no hard and fast that 80% hone se hi you become Brahman. You have to be a predominant sattva. So 80% shows sattva guna is more, therefore he is Brahman. And the rajas, and in the kshatriya it is said sattva is 15, rajas is 80% and tamas is 5%. So 80% rajas means the rajas is more. Followed by sattva. In the case of kshatriya, rajas is more, followed by sattva, and after that tamas. In the vaishya, Gurudev writes, sattva is 5%, rajas is 80%, and tamas is 15%. Again, in the vaishya also, tamogun is pradhan, 80%. But followed by tamas. In the case of kshatriya, it was rajas pradhan followed by sattva. There is a subtle impact for all this combination, which we will be discussing. And in the case of sudra, it is 5% sattva, 5% rajas, and 90% tamas. So it has become tamas pradhan. 90% is the tamas. So according to this, there will be the karma Lord will be telling. But what will be the impact of the sattva, rajas and tamas on our mind? What will the attitude of a person? In the case of a sattva pradhan person, which we call Brahman, he will be broad-minded and will be doing selfless service. Forget about our birth. According to birth, we may be Brahman or may be Sudra. But Lord is saying, if you are broad-minded, if you are doing selfless activities, then you are Brahman. Forget about your all titles. And how is the Kshatriya? Kshatriya will be doing selfless service and selfish action also. That is Kshatriya. And who is Vaishya? He is basically selfish. Basically selfish, but sometimes he does selfless activities. Vaishya, I'm telling about the Vaishya. Once a year, we have got a fundraising program and we come out with a souvenir. Then we go to all the people around our mission, do kuch do. Normally they are either the shopkeepers or the trader or the businessman or the car dealer or the insurance agent or the professional or the doctor. All Vaishya. Then 3 baar ghumne ke baad mein sometimes he gives donation. You know? Basically selfish. But sometimes he gives also. He does the selfless activities also. And who is the tamasic? It is said he is the self-centered, sees his own interest only, narrow-minded, and thinks about himself only. Now we can decide in which category we are. Is it difficult to decide? By seeing the aptitude, we can decide the guna and the kar. If we are very selfish, narrow-minded, even born in the Brahman family, we are Sudra. Even in born in the Sudra family, if our mind is broad, we are doing selfless activities, we are Brahman. This way, Lord has classified. But at the absolute level, earlier also I told you that there is no caste in Brahman or the Atman. Atman is one and only. In Vivek Churamani it's come, Jati Niti Kul Gotra Durgam, Nama Rupa Guna Dosa Varjitam, Desa Kala Visaya Ati Vartiyad, Brahma Tattamasi Bhabaya Atmani. Meditate on that Brahman, who is without any jati, niti, kula, gotra, naam, roop, dosh, gun, nothing is there. Because he is without any body, without any gross body, subtle body and the causal body. So at that level there is nothing. One more, there is an exception to the rule also. Whenever there is a rule, there is also exception to the rule. For us we have to drive according to the rule, na? Left-hand driving or right-hand driving? Right-hand driving. But the police or the ambulance can go left-hand also. Exception to the rule. Similarly, here also there is an exception. A realized person or a jnani is not classified as a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Why? Because he has become Brahman. Brahman has got no classification. So Jnani is above all these four castes. But Lord, when he takes avataran, when he takes avatar, it is his choice. When Lord Krishna takes avatar, so Vasudev, he was Kshatriya. Yashoda Maiya, Vaishya, trader, selling the milk. As a jati also, we get the traits also. And it is seen that the most of the Indians are more, you can say, science-oriented. Very good in math and science. In Indian, you will find Indian population. That trait is there. In Japan, they don't accept any insult. Japanese people, you can't insult them. They will not take it. A person, a Japanese vendor was selling apple. One person bought it and he said, you are selling this type of apple, so rotten this and that. He said, wait, he took it, went to his warehouse, brought it and gave it to him. Here you are. They will not take it. Similarly, this Chaturvarna, we have seen the division. If we see the karma as suggested by Lord for the Brahman, we will find there is no karma at all. Many people say the Brahman has written the scripture and they have taken the prestigious seat, think tank. But when we see the karma suggested by Lord for Brahman, we will find it is most difficult thing. Verse number 42.
Shamo damastapa shaucham.
Shamo damastapa shaucham.
Kshantirarjamamevacha.
Shanti harjamavacha.
Jnanam vijnanam astikyam. Brahma karma sabhavajam.
Brahma karma sabhavajam.
Shamo damastapaschaucham. Kshantirarjamamevacha. Jnanam vijnanam astikyam. Brahma karma swabhavajam.
Now instead of the telling the karma, Lord is telling all the qualities of a Brahman. Sama, he should be able to control his mind. Dama, should be able to control his senses. Tapaha, manascha indriyanam cha ekagram param tapaha. What is the param tapaha? If you are able to control your mind and senses, that is the param tapaha. And the tap as the body level, at the speech level, and at the mind level, is given in chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita, slok number 14, 15 and 16. We have already discussed that when we were discussing chapter 17. I am telling you the sloka number in case you are interested to know more about the tapa at three levels, body level, speech level and the mind level. Then you can refer to chapter 17. Sloka number 14, 15 and 16. Then saucham, inner and outer purity. Outer purity, we all take bath every day, I presume. But many people may be taking once a month or once a week. In India, people take every day. Outer is okay. What about the inner? Inner purification, what are the impurities inside in our mind? Is there any impurities in mind? Pata hi nahi hai. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar, these are the impurities of the mind. What have you done to purify it? I don't know how to purify. The inner purification has not happened. And know it for sure, this impure mind, if you have not purified in the human form, is going to be in the next body. And purity can be made only in the human form. Suppose if you get a dress of tree, can you purify your mind? No. Animal body, you cannot purify your mind. Purification can happen only in the human form. How to purify mind? Another topic. We will discuss some other time. But it can be purified. Arjavam. Arjam means rigita, straightforwardness. Whatever you think, whatever you speak, and whatever you do should be in one line. But in empirical world, people think something, speak something, and does altogether different. Arjavam means the straightforwardness. Then jnanam vijnanam, knowing and experiencing the self. This is all Brahman karma. These are the qualities of a Brahman. Astikyam, faith in the God and the scripture. So all these qualities will take you to the truth. If you have got this sama, dama, tapa, arjavam, santim, this all will jnana, vijnana. This will take you to the truth, to the reality. No karma is mentioned here. In the history also we find Vidyaran Swami and the Chanakya, they were Brahmans. They used to stay in the jungles, separate kutia. But whenever any king needed any help, they will call them and ask for, this is our problem, tell me what your scripture says, and they used to follow. Why Brahman? Because they have got the Satyagun. So what? Sattvic person can guide properly. In the sattvic state, the mind is peaceful and serene. So whenever you have to take any decision, always try to see whether your mind is sattvic, peaceful and serene. If the mind is agitated at that time, if you take a decision, later on you will find that your decision was not correct. Therefore, a sattvic person is needed to guide us. Because the purity of mind is there and there is no selfish motive. Earlier I told you, no? He is broad-minded and selfless activity. Brahman will be doing that. So when the king used to call these Brahmans, they have got no interest in the kingdom. No selfish motive there. And they will guide. Vasishthiji was Brahman. And truly speaking, he was Brahma Jnani. He gave Jnana to Lord Rama. But he was acting as a Purohit, as a priest. Born as a Brahman, he gone beyond the caste system, he became Brahman. After becoming Brahman also, he was acting in the world as a Purohit, priest. Eknath Sant, he was a Brahman, but he was made the leader of a fort. A fort was given for protection, and he fought to keep that fort. Acted as a Kshatriya. Peshwas, all the Peshwas were Brahman, but they were all did the ruling of the kingdom. Kshatriya. Birbal was Brahman. Out of the Navaratna of Akbar, Raja Akbar, King Akbar, he was one of the Ratna and he was a Brahman, but he died fighting. Sant Tukaram was born in a Sudra and their family was also thereafter doing some business also, but he was a Brahmajnani. See, I am showing you these examples that from lower level you come to the higher level, from higher level you come to the lower level. It is our choice. Normally, Brahmins are in the teaching. In some other places it is written, the Brahmin do the pathan-pathan, teaching. So if that definition is accepted, then all the teachers, professors, they are all Brahman. So this is Brahman. So we will discuss Kshatriya and Vaishya Sutra in our
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnanudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Hari Om. We are fortunate to have Swami Sarvesananji come from, he's the resident acharya of Dallas Fort Worth Chinmaya Mission. And Swamiji is coming on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have discourses in the evening from 7:30 to 9. Swamiji is going to discuss Dohas by Sant Kabir and tell us the Vedantic knowledge through his Dohas. And so please do come, invite your friends and family members. It's from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I don't know, Subhiji is not here, but if you want to offer bhiksa to Swamiji, please right now talk to me and then I'll let Subhiji know. Hari Om.
How many of you have heard the name of Kabir, Sant Kabir? He has written couplets and all are Vedanta, you know.
Very, very simple verses he has written. I will tell you a couple of them.
कांकड़ पाथर जोड़ी के मस्जिद लई चुनाए तापर मुल्ला बांग दे क्या बहरा हुआ खुदाए
कांकड़ पाथर बाई ब्रिक एंड बाई ब्रिक यू हैव मेड द मस्जिद तापर मुल्ला बांग दे एंड द मुल्ला ही गिव्स द अजान इन द मॉर्निंग एंड फाइव टाइम्स इन अ डे अजान
द कबीर इज सेइंग व्हाई आर यू डूइंग दिस डू यू थिंक द लॉर्ड इज डेफ Lord is inside, here. He is listening. This is when he said to the Muslim, to the Hindu, he says,
Pathar puje hari mile to main puju pahad. Ghar ki chaki koi na puje peace khaye sansar.
If, why worshipping a pathar, if I get the Lord, why should I worship the small part, stone? I will worship the mountain. But the pathar, the stone in your home, and earlier everybody used to grind the wheat manually, you know. And you don't worship that. Pishakhai sansar. So this way, Kabir, he was a weaver by his profession, very poor, but he had the full Vedanta knowledge. All his verses are will give you all Vedanta, how to live in this world.
Kabira khada bazar mein sabki mange khair, na kahu se dosti, na kahu se bair.
This way we have to live in this world. Kabira khada bazar mein, he is standing in the marketplace and he is praying for the welfare of all beings. Na kahu se dosti, na kahu se bair. There is no friendship and no enmity, no likes, no dislikes. And we have got a lot of likes and dislikes here. Full of likes and dislikes. How to live in this world? The sant used to speak this way. So if you are interested, please do come. Very rare chances we get to hear.